If you let go in the way I'm going to describe in this audiobook, you'll experience what's often called flow. You'll find yourself working in sync with the world instead of fighting against it. When you let go, your intuition will become much stronger. While it's okay to have a plan, it's also essential to tune in to what's actually happening and work with it instead of against it. You'll be much more successful at whatever you choose to do. I studied economics at Cambridge and worked in banking and management consultancy. Then I did my MBA at INSEAD in France and co-founded a software company. These days I recruit senior executives and board members. In my work, I've often been surrounded by engineers, scientists, accountants, and lawyers, most of whom have been trained to think a lot and analyze things. If we're not careful, we start to see ourselves as body-mind machines. The mind has thoughts which the body then attempts to translate into action and results. A friend of mine once said, only half joking, that his body's role was to transport his brain from one meeting to the next. Just because we've been trained to think doesn't mean we're thinking machines. Artificial intelligence will automate many processes currently performed by humans. There's an urgent need for us to discover who we really are, and a new way of living and working. Fortunately, the Vedic tradition in India figured out the solution thousands of years ago. The Vedas are the origin of mindfulness, yoga, Ayurvedic food and medicine, transcendental meditation, and much more. Veda is a Sanskrit word meaning knowledge. Mindfulness, which has become very popular in the West, is often associated with Buddhism. Both Buddhism and Hinduism have their roots in the Vedic culture, which predates the Buddha. These Vedic techniques have filtered through into Western culture, and millions of us have benefited from them. However, the underlying philosophy and effectiveness of the knowledge have been lost for most people. The problem with the way that mindfulness and yoga are often practiced in the West is that they help us to work harder and harder without burning out, at least in the short term. I know people who meditate in the toilets at work. We've acquired the techniques without the philosophy. Then we wonder why life is so stressful and frustrating. So, what's the underlying philosophy? Here's my take on it, as it applies to living the life you really want. Your brain and body are part of something extremely intelligent. We can see this intelligence in every aspect of nature, including plants, animals, humans, planets, and stars. The whole thing is amazing, and it keeps evolving. For simplicity, let's call it existence. We make the mistake of thinking we're separate from existence. We believe we're a particular body and mind, separate from everyone and everything else. This identification with the body-mind is known as ego. It isn't the ego described in Freudian psychology, as I'll explain later. Instead of flowing with existence, we fight it or try to control it. Instead of enjoying life, we keep getting stressed and frustrated. In our efforts to get what we want and avoid what we don't, we create conflict with other people and damage our environment. Once we let go of the ego, that is, the belief that we're separate from everyone and everything else, life is much easier. It's the ego that keeps fighting for survival, creating dramas and making life stressful. Once you let go of it, you'll discover that you're more than you ever imagined yourself to be. Life will unfold naturally, with little or no stress. I'll guide you through the process step by step. The more you let go, the better things will go. What do you want to change? Let's go back to what you want to change in your life. Most of us have three categories of desire. 1. Things you wanted to happen which have happened. We often overlook these. 2. Things you didn't want to happen which have happened. 3. Things you want to happen which haven't happened yet, often despite a huge amount of effort. Maybe 2 and 3 ring a bell for you.